session without a mobile phone. All the guitars with the 80s tone. Okay, Cupid is the wishing well. Hairman likes Lord, only time will tell. Young hot recruiters can't get me no job. Sucking on popsicles, makeup slob. Wikipedia's wrong, doesn't have no bitch. Starbucks women with muscular bits. Generation Doom!
You take!
Generation Doom!
You take!
Generation Doom!
You take!
Generation Doom!
You take!
Where are the heroes? Where is Nazi Muhammad? Airport debugger, fly your brain at full throttle. Take to the skies with your speakers of solace. And bring the big songs and hype, make our youth whole. Drake starts rapping, what a terrible act. $500 they smoke out back. Super young bitches get real horny. During afternoon meetings, coach my goats boring. Exposed young breasts and hardly any religion. Mud wrestling Minnesota bathing suit visions. Teabag and hot water for $3 a pop. Generation weak ass, will it ever stop? Generation Doom!
You take!
Generation Doom!
You take!
Generation Doom!
You take!
Generation Doom!
You take!
Where are heroes? Where's Nazi Muhammad? Airport debugger, fly your plane at full throttle. Take to the skies with your speakers of solace. And crank the bitch songs that might make our youth bold. By the way, I wound up having lunch with, among others, a few 20-something social workers. One told the story of how she went on a date with one guy on Friday, and then another date on Saturday, and she ran into the Friday guy when she was at the bar with the Saturday guy. She said a psycho ex-client, who is now a door patrol for Jesus guy, or something like that, showed up later, also coincidentally, and helped diffuse the tension. Then, the other 20-something girl talked about her boyfriend, who was some guy she happened to go to college with, but I think recently re-met via OkCupid. She described him as her boyfriend, though when pressed, she said the gentleman was unaware of their relationship status. They had gone out on one or two dates, apparently. She spent a lot of time discussing how much she hated his hair. It was too long, then too short, then too long again. It was unclear to me how she was able to glean this much information from so few dates. Facebook stalking, perhaps? He's 6'3", which was a plus, but he plays saxophone in a classic rock band, which she thought was a big negative. When I mentioned that I played bass, she said, if this guy played bass, that would be cool, but saxophone, not so much. I said, maybe they'll play Careless Whisper by George Michael, since that's got a pretty classic sax solo. These young ladies didn't know what I was talking about.